皆様、本日はフィル・ヘンドリーエアをご利用いただき誠にありがとうございます。この飛行機は地上3万フィートを飛行してまいります。また通信、本日機内ではゴジラを用意しております。またパールハーバー。 And now, here's Phil。
Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. If you'd like news and views and things about the show, just general purpose garbage, you can go to philhenryshow.com, our new website, philhenryshow.com. We also are going to have a Best of the Phil Henry Show CD that we'll be releasing in late December, Phillennium. And that contains some of the better bits and things from our show over the last year. And we'll make that available to you as well. And we're going to try and have 1-800 sales if we can. We will certainly have internet sales. And all of the money will go to benefit My Friend's Place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And they've been there for 10 years, taking no federal funding, only private donations, in helping keep kids, if they're on the streets, to try to get them off the streets and keep them off the streets for good. All kinds of job counseling. They have medical services. They have counseling services, a wide variety of things that the kids can avail themselves of to try to turn their lives around. And we have been working with My Friend's Place for the last 3 years. Very proud to do that. Last year raised to close to $200,000 for My Friend's Place. So anyway, to make a long story short, our CD will be available, Best of the Phil Henry Show, Phillennium, for $19.99, and that'll be available in late December as well. David G. Hall is the Vice President of Syndication for the Phil Henry Show, and he is on the line with us tonight from Orlando, Florida, where there's been a programming conference, David.
Phil, it just wrapped up. We had a very good 3 days of talking with other program directors from around the country and discussing programming philosophy, and I want to single out, or at least I did want to single out, Sharon Leonetti, who was the head of the consulting firm that organized this programming conference. It was a talk radio conference, and we were discussing methodology and programming philosophies with some 200 talk radio program directors from across this country. Sharon did a tremendous job, Phil, in putting on this conference, in hosting the conference. And I'm a little bit surprised, if I could make a point here about professionalism, I'm a little bit surprised at her professionalism, because she had done such a tremendous job in organizing the conference and bringing people together. But I was thinking here on the phone while I was waiting to go on the air with you, Phil, what the larger point is. And the larger point, I think, really, is there is a need, in my opinion, when you exhibit a lack of professionalism. Well, let me. Why don't I start at the beginning here so you can know what it is we're talking about.
This is Sharon Leonetti. I know who she is. She has the programming group.
That's right, and she's been one of the top consultants in this business for some 5 years. But I'm a little taken aback, I think, at some of the treatment that we received. What happened was, Phil...
But it was a successful conference, right?
Hold on for a minute. Let me finish my point. What happened was we concluded the conference on Sunday, yesterday, and where a few of us are staying over a couple of days, and we're going on to some meetings that we've got in Miami. But I actually, the conference itself got underway on Friday, so I sent her some flowers to thank her in advance for the tremendous job that she was doing in organizing the conference. She followed up by sending me a card to my room the next day thanking me for the flowers that I had sent her and thanking me for the consideration. I followed up with a phone call to her on Saturday evening telling her that I appreciated the card and that I was acknowledging her sending it. She called me back on Sunday morning acknowledging my phone call and telling me that she appreciated our consideration. So I called her back. I told her I was acknowledging the phone call that she had made to me. Now, that was on Sunday afternoon. This is now Monday night, and there has been no follow-up phone call from her. And you know something, Phil? Social grace is a dying art, and you really need to understand, I think, in this business that...
Well, can I interrupt you here for just a moment?
Yeah.
You had sent her flowers on Saturday, on Friday, in advance of the conference, thanking her for her organization.
That's correct. And then she sent me the card.
She sent you a card on Saturday.
She sent me a card acknowledging getting the flowers. I followed up with a phone call telling her that I was thanking her for the card and thanking her for her acknowledgement. She called me back and said she appreciated my phone call and that she appreciated the acknowledgement that I'd given her. And I called her back to tell her that I'd received the phone call and that I appreciated what she was doing. And that was the last I heard from her. And I have been going over and over this in my mind, because you know that Sharon is an up-and-comer in this business. You also know that I happen to be the vice president of programming for a large syndication operation. We syndicate your program. Now, I have to take a look at behavior like that, and I have to ask myself, if this is a person so lacking in social grace, and if this is a person exhibiting such rudeness, you have to ask yourself, is this somebody that you want to go into business with? Do you want a follow-up phone call to your phone call? Do you want to make sure that people are...
Yeah, but you said that she had called you, because I'm a little bit confused here.
Well, just listen to what I'm saying, okay? If you will listen, then you can understand, okay?
I think I am listening. You said that you sent her flowers.
I sent her flowers on Friday.
And she followed up with a...
No. Yeah, she sent me a card.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. She sent you a card.
Right, and then I followed up with a phone call to acknowledge her card. She called me back to say that she'd gotten my phone call. I returned her phone call to acknowledge her receipt of my message and of the flowers, and that's the last I heard from her. All right, so what you're talking about here is a display of rudeness that is so absolutely extreme and behavior that is so egregious. It's been almost two full days, and I got to start asking myself, do I bump her off the short list? Because I've got a short list, as you know, of program directors that I want to put into place around this country. Now, she's got a consulting firm that's very, very small, but I know she'd like to take over a major market talk station. And what's happening now, she's bumping herself off the short list. And she's...
If she is calling you, you sent her flowers, and...
You need me to go over this again, Phil. I'd be happy to, but I think I've explained it.
No, let me see if I've got it straight, okay?
All right.
You sent her flowers to thank her in advance for her organization of the conference. She sent you a card acknowledging the receipt of the flowers, and it was a very, very nice thing. And you called back to say that you got the flower. You got the...
No. I called back to say...
That you got the card.
That I got her card.
Okay, and then she called you back to respond to your phone call. You called her back to acknowledge that you received her phone call.
And that's the last I heard from this rude broad. And forgive my language, but that's the last I heard from this woman. And the point that I'm making to you and the point that I'm making to your listeners and to anybody listening in the business of radio, and I know that a lot of guys listen to your show who work in this business, that if this is the kind of behavior that you're going to exhibit in a professional setting... See, I was floored by how rude she was in not returning my phone call. As of Sunday morning, I placed the phone call. Now it's Monday night.
And have you run into her at all?
No, the conference ended last night.
So you did not run into her at all today?
No, I've not seen her at all today. And we're flying out of here tomorrow. I'm on my way to Miami. A few of the other guys, everybody's going back up to Atlanta or someplace else. And I've got to ask myself, is this the kind of person that I want to put on my short list?
So you're angry at her.
Excuse me, Phil, let me finish. Is this the kind of person that I want to put on my short list for program? First of all, this is a tough business for women to break into, but she's got such great talent that we want to use her. But do I want to use somebody like this that doesn't know how to return a phone call? And the fact...
Yeah, but she returned a phone call. You sent her flowers. She acknowledged with a card. You called her to acknowledge the flower, the card.
No, see, you're not getting it right. I called to acknowledge the card. She called me back to say she appreciated my phone call. I called her back to say that I was acknowledging her phone call, and then she didn't call me again. So now we're going into 2 days. This rude broad, who owes an awful lot to a lot of people in this business, are not...
I need to take a break, okay?
Look, Phil, the point that I'm trying to say here, I'm not going to be blown off. I'm not going to have people ignore me. I got too much invested in this business. I know too many people. I know where too many bodies are buried to be blown off. And
I need to take a break, okay, because we're coming up...
So what are you telling me?
What I'm telling you is I got to take a break.
All right, but I want to come back and talk about this.
Yeah, we're going to come back and talk about it. I got to take a break, okay?
All right, well, the point I'm trying to make here is you don't ignore me. Okay.
I'm not ignoring you, David. I got to take a break here and get to the commercials, okay?
All right, when are you coming back?
How long's the break, Tony? It's a 4-minute break, okay?
All right. Go.
Okay, and I'll give the phone numbers out.
Fine.
1-800-449-8686. So he sent her flowers. She sent him a card thanking him for the flowers. He called her back to acknowledge receipt of the card. She called him back to thank him for his consideration. Then he called her back to acknowledge that phone call, and he hasn't heard from her since. And apparently David believes this to be an unbelievable display of rudeness on her part. I don't know how business works at those levels, honest to God. And when it, you know what, when you're talking about one hand washing the other, I guess it's important. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Show here at 1-800-449-8686. We are talking to our Vice President of Syndication, David G. Hall, this evening about the programming conference you were at in Orlando, which I understand was very successful, right?
It was tremendously successful. I know that Sharon left town this morning, and I'm just at a loss as to why she would treat me in such a rude way as not to return my phone call.
But it seems to me she returned two of your phone calls.
She didn't return my phone calls. I sent her flowers. She sent me a card. I called her acknowledging the card. She called me back acknowledging my phone call. I called her to thank her for her phone call. Now I don't hear anything from her, okay? See, in my opinion, that's unprofessional. And I don't know how to put this, Phil, and I don't want to come off sounding too egotistical, but you don't ignore me. I'm a vice president in charge of syndication for a major company. You don't ignore me. Because if you do that, you put your career at risk. And I tell you, I don't know that I want to hire somebody with this kind of rudeness, is all I'm saying.
All right, let me go to a phone call in Tampa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
I'm just very curious as to how long he thinks this should go on, how many calls back and forth.
I called her. Why didn't she needs to call me back?
That's not what I asked.
How
many days or weeks or months into the future should this calling back and forth go on?
When she calls me back. I don't understand your question. Are you in business?
Yes, I am.
All right. Then you understand returning phone calls is important.
Yes, I do.
Okay. When she calls me back.
That still doesn't answer the question.
I just answered your question.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
see,
I did.
This could go on and on and on, and
well,
I think that
when you shut up, it would stop.
You're sweet.
So why don't you just be quiet, and then it ends? Okay?
I think you're the most obnoxious, rude person I've ever heard.
Well, lady,
I don't care what you think.
I'm in the business that I'm in. You know, I don't know what you do for a living, but what we do in my business and what most professionals do is they return phone calls.
I understand that, but...
Okay, great. And I just gave you the answer.
So you expect her to call you back and...
Yes, I did.
You expect her to call you back...
And then I'll call her back.
And then she'll call you back, and then you call her back, and then she calls you.
No, she calls me back, and that's it. I expect a phone call back.
How does she know that?
Okay, I don't know. You know, I need to talk to professionals, Phil. I don't know what you got on the line here, okay?
Well, what do you do for a living, ma'am?
I'm a graphic designer.
Whatever that is. I'm talking about returning phone calls. That's what you do. Learn it, and you'll get far in this world.
All right, thanks for your call. Here's Sarasota on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I would have to say that this gentleman would have to be on my short list of people who I would want to do business with.
Why?
His expectations seem way out of line.
Talking about returning phone calls.
And you never really did answer the previous caller's question.
Where
does it end?
When I call her back.
When you call her back.
No, she returns my call. No, I'm answering your question. When she returns my call.
No, you haven't answered mine either. And then
I just said, when she returns my call.
Then you just said, when you call back.
No. No, when she returns my phone call.
When does it end? When she calls you or when you call her?
When she calls me.
So you're expecting a phone call from her to respond to your last phone call, and then...
Then that's it.
All right, well, I guess she blew it.
Yeah, you got it, pal.
One more
That's
tip for
I'm
you, sir.
That's what I'm talking about, okay?
One more tip for you, sir.
I don't know. I don't need any tips.
In the world of business?
I know all about business.
Referring to women as broads is probably not the most appropriate way of going about it. You can make a point that it's difficult enough for women to make it in this business as it is.
Why?
And then refer to them as broads.
Hey, what are you talking about? I'm giving this woman a job. What do you mean difficult enough? I'm one of the guys that helps
You're
them.
Making it more difficult
I'm
for
one
her.
Of the guys that helps them. Are you hiring women?
Yes, I am.
All right, pal. Then you and I are great guys, okay? I'm offering her a job. But if she's not returning phone calls, what are you going
to
do?
It appears to me that she's returned enough of your phone calls and acknowledged
well,
you enough.
Well, that's your opinion, but you don't know anything about my business. Well, what is this, Phil? You know, if I'm going to take phone calls, I want it for people to know something about my business.
Your business is being a rude, obnoxious, power-hungry, egotistical maniac.
I'm sorry, honey.
Well, what does that mean?
I'm not here to make this guy feel good. I'm here to make a point, okay? Have her return the phone calls.
Well, I can't certainly do that, but if she needs to return that one phone call, I'll do what I can. Sharon Leonetti, if you're out there, return David's phone call, okay?
Well, it's too late now. I've been waiting 2 days.
Well, you've been waiting since the middle of...
I've been waiting since Sunday morning.
Well, if she were to call you now...
Too late. She's on my short list now. She's off my short list. She was on my short list. She's on.
What do you mean your short list? What is that?
Of the people that I've got a short list going.
Of what?
Are you yelling at me?
Of what?
Were you raising your voice?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to raise my voice. What's the short list of?
Of the people that I'm doing business with for the deals that I've got going on. That's what my short list is.
But if she were to return the call...
No, it's too late now. She should have returned the call no later than Sunday afternoon.
I don't know how it works, David, okay?
I know you don't know how it works. You're like a lot of these people that are calling your show tonight. They don't get how it works either. You're rude and you're obnoxious. I sent her flowers.
I say that's a very nice thing. You sent her flowers to say thank you very much for a nice conference. She sent you the card back. You called her to acknowledge the card. She called you to acknowledge her phone call. You called her back to acknowledge that phone call, and she didn't call you back.
And that's where she blew it, pal, because let me tell you something. When I make a phone call, you call me back, and then I'll decide whether I'm going to call you back or not. And
so this is about whether you getting the last word.
No, it's not about me getting the last word. She's got to get the last word. She makes the phone call.
I got it, I think.
Buonasera, vi ringraziamo per aver scelto di volare con Phil Henry Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino. Il volo di stasera offrirà Al Pacino e devo inoltre annunciare che Mafia. And now, here is Phil.
You guys good pals? Roanoke, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello there.
Yes.
I'm calling about a fellow who was upset with the flowers and the phone calls. Sounds like he just needs to break his Prozacs in half, maybe, and
hey,
he might
buddy,
feel better.
What helicopter are you calling from?
I'm calling from my mobile phone, sir.
That's
what planet
worst,
are you on?
That's the worst mobile phone I've ever heard. There's a buzz going on that line. It's horrible.
Yeah, it's not quite as bad as your attitude.
What is how much money do you spend for your cell service?
Yeah, it's not your problem.
Hey, it sounds like crap. Your phone sounds like crap, I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate that.
No, it sounds,
you
it sounds
really
good
take
now.
Care of your attitude about
What's
the
wrong?
World. Maybe you should retire from your business if
no,
it got
no,
you so wound up.
What business are you in?
I'm an architect, sir.
An architect?
Yes, sir.
All right, that's a very singular kind of work. You don't deal with a lot of people in your business.
Yeah, you know nothing about my work, very singular.
What are you talking about? You're sitting at a desk all day long doodling. I'm talking about a guy who needs a phone call back from somebody who needs a job from that guy.
Yeah,
he was on the short list.
Yeah, you're sitting there in your hotel frustrated because you've got nothing to do, and it sounds like you just need to relax a little bit.
No, I want a phone call back from somebody who's on my short list. Now she's on the short list.
Plenty of time.
What?
She's called you plenty enough. Who decides the protocol about who calls
who? Well, I'll tell you who won't decide it. You. You're the guy telling me she called back enough. I said I sent her flowers. She sent me a card. I called her back to acknowledge the call. She called me back to acknowledge my phone call, and I called her back to tell her that I appreciated it, and she didn't call me back.
Yes, sir, you're a broken record. We've all across the nation heard this story 50 million times.
What part of this don't you get?
I get it all, sir, but the part that you don't get is she's called you enough.
No, I called her. She's supposed to call me. If I called you, would you call me?
Yes, sir.
All right, and then I would call you back to acknowledge your phone call, correct?
Yes, sir, and that should end it right there.
No. Whoa, how come you get to make the last phone call?
Well, I don't understand why
you don't have an answer to that.
You get the last word.
Why do you get the last word?
Well, I mean, it sounds like that there's just an unwritten protocol there.
What unwritten protocol? I'm saying that I called you, then you called me back. I called you to acknowledge the phone call, and then you call me back. Is that what you're saying?
No, sir. What I'm saying is you're talking about you're higher up the ladder than she is, and she's supposed to call you back until you stop calling her.
That's right.
I think that you forget as you go up the ladder, sir, you shouldn't forget about the people you pass along the way.
Absolutely.
Because you'll see them again on your way down.
Well, I'm not going down. I'm on my way up.
Okay.
I'm number one in my business. But what I would say to you is this.
Yes, sir.
If the guy calls you, and you call him back, and he's higher up the ladder than you?
I don't know. I don't agree with that.
You wouldn't call a guy back if he's higher than you? I would.
Yeah.
What does this mean? All right, so let's say you're my boss, David, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So you call me and I call you.
That's the end of it. Or if I call you back, then you better call me back.
So the last guy to make the phone call is who?
You.
The lower man on the pole.
That's what I've been trying to say.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life.
Well, but I'm not interested in what you got to say.
Do you agree with that, sir?
No, I don't agree with that at all.
That the low guy on the totem pole is supposed to call?
I don't think it really goes like that. It depends on what the message is about. If it was business, that's one thing. If it's just because you sent flowers, maybe you're trying to blow smoke up her skirt.
No, I'm not. I'm appreciating the work that she did for the conference. She sent me a card. I called to thank her for the card.
Wait a minute. We've heard
she
all this.
She called me back, and I called her back, and she didn't call me back.
Yeah.
You don't get a long way in this business being rude. Okay.
That's not being rude. I just think you're being a little over-demanding.
Over-demanding? All I'm asking for is a callback.
She called you one, two, I'm counting three times.
She didn't call me back the fourth time, did she?
How many times is she supposed to call you back?
Until I'm done calling her. See, you guys, what?
I don't know. It doesn't sound like your business got you a little stressed out, sir.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I do. I mean, it sounds like you're really stressed by this situation, and if something this minuscule is going to put her on a short list, you know, take a chill pill.
No, it's taking her off the short list now.
Oh, no, short list, off the list, yeah.
She's off the short list.
I think you should just relax a little bit.
Are you on a short list?
I don't know. I have a lot of things about me are short, but not my list.
No, I'm talking about somebody else's short list.
I don't know. That's a phrase that I don't use in my business.
You don't know about shortlist?
No, sir. I didn't.
There goes that phone again, man. That's it.
Well, I need to check out of here. My cheap mobile phone is running up a high bill.
Virginia's off the shortlist.
Yeah, good luck.
You too.
Oh. Do you hear that cat's phone? Virginia's off the shortlist. God, I hate terms like that. I'm going to have to work up the guts that when we get back on the air with David, I'm going to have to just say to him, you know, terms like shortlist bug me. Hey, who's on your shortlist? I got your shortlist swinging. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I told you, Sorrentino, no horns on that bumper music. As much as I hate that stuff, and you did it to me anyway, and that's okay. Welcome back to our show. David G. Hall, our Vice President of Syndication, is on the line with us. I thought we were going to talk about the programming conference.
We were going to talk about the programming conference, so you got us sidetracked.
I didn't get us sidetracked. You were talking about Sharon Leonetti not calling you back.
I'm talking about professionalism. That's part of it, yeah.
And you had sent her flowers and...
Oh, come on. I sent her flowers. She sent me a card. I called her acknowledging the card. She called me back thanking me for my phone call. I called her to acknowledge her phone call. She didn't call me back. That's what I call rude. That's what a lot of people call.
you guys exchanged flowers, card, phone call. There were five different communications there. How long will this keep going on?
Until I don't call her back. Okay? And the fact that I had a short list... And then
we have the short list thing, okay? So she's off the short list?
You think that's funny? You know, careers, Phil, are made and broken when we're talking about,
No, I don't think it's funny, but this short list thing... Let me ask something. Am I on your short list?
Let me tell you something, smartass. You're on my short list to get your ass canned out of that gig. What do you think of that?
So I'm on the short list then to get canned, huh?
You think this is funny?
David, I think you're making a big deal out of nothing, okay?
That's your opinion. Are you a vice president?
David?
Are you a vice president?
No, I'm not.
You're not the vice. I'm the vice president. You're not. I am. I'm the one that makes up the short list. You don't. Go take a phone call.
Marietta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Has an overinflated sense of self-importance, and I would consider it an honor to be on the short list.
You would be? You'd like to be on my short list?
Yes. I mean, I would consider it an honor to be off your short list.
No, that's not what you said.
What?
You said it'd be an honor to be on my short list.
Yeah, I would consider it an honor to be on your short list, and then I would consider it an honor to be kicked off your short list. Because there's a obviously have an overinflated sense of self-importance.
Phil, is Phil Henry there?
Yeah.
Where's she calling from?
Marietta.
Okay. You're off the short list.
Thank you. Would you like for me to give you the name of this psychologist to help you with your problem?
What, are you saying I'm mental?
Yeah, obviously.
Why? What do we mean, obviously? I send her flowers. She sent me a card. I called up acknowledging the card. She called up acknowledging my phone call. I called back to thank her. Guess who didn't phone back? And I'm nuts? And you think I'm nuts? Boy, lady, I feel sorry for you.
All right, man, your car phone is gone. She thinks you're nuts. Okay, I think
we... Yeah, we got it.
Okay, well, she was recommending a head shrinker. Atlanta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I really want to know. This is what I want to know from the gentleman. How is she supposed to know that you're thinking the way you're thinking? You're thinking that. You're telling the audience that you're thinking that, but you should have told her that. What your rules of play were, you should have made them up. You should have been up front with her what your rules of play were.
What are you talking about? This is a professional setting. We were in business. Don't you return your phone calls?
But it sounds like you're taking it personal now.
No, I'm not. It's not business anymore. It's a professional business. I had her on the short list. Now she's not returning my phone calls. Okay.
But she didn't know how many times she was supposed to return your phone calls. You didn't set your business rules out on the table.
When you make a phone call to somebody, they're supposed to return it.
She returned it.
Especially when you're a guy like me. No, she didn't.
She returned your phone call.
No, she didn't, because I called her on Sunday morning and she hasn't returned the phone call.
Okay, but you're making it personal now. She returned the initial phone call.
I'm just saying that she's being rude by not returning my phone call.
No, she was polite. She returned your phone call to thank you for the flowers as a lady would.
She didn't return my phone call from Sunday.
But she didn't know that she was supposed to.
Well, how did she know she was supposed to?
Call her and let her know she's supposed to return your phone call.
How did she know before?
She doesn't know your rules, so she hasn't read your little Bible book that you have.
She returned the phone call from before. Why didn't she return the other phone call?
Because she didn't want to.
Oh,
she has
now
right to do
because
that.
She's a rude broad.
No,
that's
she's
what
not rude.
Yes, she's rude.
That's
would
your
you
opinion.
Return?
You're going to make her be rude because she doesn't know your rules.
Whose short list are you on?
You have a rule book, shirt, sir. You
yeah,
have a
you
short
don't.
List. You have a
yeah,
rule
you're
book.
Off the short list.
The world's according to you.
A foggy day. In London town.
Way off the short list.
Had me low. Had me down. I view the morning with alarm. The British Museum had lost its charm. How long I wonder.
Is this Sinatra?
Could this thing last?
Yes, it is.
But the age of miracles.
He's off the short list.
Hadn't passed. Suddenly I saw you there. And in foggy London town, the sun was shining everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
A foggy day in London town.
What?
It had me low, and it also had me down. I looked at the morning with much alarm. The British Museum, it lost its charm. How long, I wonder, could this thing last? But the age of miracles, they hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you there, and in foggy London town, the sun was shining.